We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Stoics had a profound insight into human psychology. They understood that our minds tend to magnify problems, creating scenarios that may never come to pass. Instead of letting our imaginations to run wild with fear and anxiety, they encouraged us to focus on the present moment by practicing mindfulness and acknowledging our thoughts without becoming consumed by them. By staying grounded in reality, we can prevent unnecessary suffering and find peace amidst life's challenges. Focus on what is within your control and let go of the rest. This simple yet powerful rule helps us direct our energy towards things we can influence, like our thoughts and actions. Marcus Aurelius once said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." Marcus Aurelius reminds us to begin each day with gratitude, recognizing the precious privilege of being alive. This aligns with Stoic principles by encouraging mindfulness and appreciation for the present moment, fostering inner peace and resilience. Embracing this mindset can help us overcome depression and find joy in the simple act of living. Marcus Aurelius also advises us with this profound quote, "Dwell on the beauty of life. Watch the stars and see yourself running with them. Think constantly on the changes of the elements into each other, for such thoughts wash away the dust of earthly life." Marcus Aurelius encourages us to find solace in the beauty of life and the cosmos, urging us to reflect on nature's constant changes. This Stoic perspective helps us gain clarity, appreciate life's wonders, and rise above daily struggles, aiding in defeating depression and cultivating a sense of peace and connection. Imagine unlocking the secret to true happiness by simply changing the way you think. Marcus Aurelius, the great Stoic philosopher, believed that the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. This profound insight reveals how mastering our mindset can transform our lives, helping us overcome depression and find lasting joy. Today, we will explore 6 Stoic lessons designed to help you conquer depression and rediscover joy and purpose in your life. Lesson 1. The power of travel. Have you ever noticed how a change of scenery can lift your spirits and offer a fresh perspective? The Stoics, while often focused on internal practices, would likely appreciate the transformative power of travel as a tool for defeating depression. Travel allows us to step out of our routine, immerse ourselves in new environments, and gain a broader understanding of the world and our place within it. By integrating Stoic principles with the act of traveling, we can enhance our mental well-being and find deeper meaning in our journeys. The Stoics, including Marcus Aurelius, believed that exposing ourselves to different perspectives and experiences is crucial for personal growth. Seneca wrote, "Everywhere means nowhere." When a person spends all his time in foreign travel, he ends by having many acquaintances, but no friends. This emphasizes the importance of meaningful experiences and connections over mere movement. Travel, when done mindfully, can be a powerful way to apply Stoic wisdom, cultivate inner peace, and overcome feelings of depression. We can see our problems from a different angle and realize that our issues are often smaller than they appear. Epictetus advised, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." Travel can help us see beyond our immediate concerns and appreciate the broader context of our lives. Consider planning a trip to a place that is vastly different from your usual environment. Whether it's a bustling city, a quiet countryside, or a foreign country, immersing yourself in a new setting can help you gain clarity and perspective. Engage with the local culture, meet new people, and observe how different communities live and thrive. This exposure can remind you of the diversity of human experiences and help you see your own life in a new light. Practical exercise: mindful travel journaling. One practical way to integrate Stoic principles into your travel experience is through mindful travel journaling. Keep a journal during your travels where you reflect on your experiences, emotions, and observations. Each day, write about the places you visit, the people you meet, and the lessons you learn. This practice helps you stay present and mindful, allowing you to fully absorb the benefits of travel. Start by setting aside time each day to write in your journal. Describe your surroundings, your interactions, and any moments that stand out to you. Reflect on how these experiences relate to your personal growth and mental well-being. Ask yourself, what new perspectives have I gained? How has this experience helped me understand my own life better? By regularly engaging in mindful travel journaling, you can deepen your travel experience and use it as a tool for defeating depression. Additionally, use your journal to practice gratitude. Each day, write down three things you are grateful for during your travels. These could be simple moments of beauty, acts of kindness from strangers, or personal achievements. Practicing gratitude helps shift your focus from negative thoughts to positive experiences, enhancing your overall sense of well-being. Embracing the Stoic virtue of curiosity. The Stoics valued curiosity and the pursuit of knowledge as a means to grow and expand the mind. Travel naturally fosters curiosity by exposing us to new ideas, cultures, and ways of life. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "To understand the true quality of people, you must look into their minds and examine their pursuits and aversions." By embracing curiosity during your travels, you can gain a deeper understanding of the world and yourself, helping to alleviate feelings of depression. Engage in activities that stimulate your curiosity. Visit museums, historical sites, and cultural landmarks. Learn about the history and traditions of the places you visit. Try local foods and participate in local customs. This active engagement not only enriches your travel experience, but also provides mental stimulation that can help combat depressive thoughts. To further cultivate curiosity, consider learning a few phrases in the local language or reading about the destination before you arrive. Understanding the cultural context enhances your appreciation of the place and its people. This proactive approach to travel helps you stay engaged and present, reducing the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed by negative emotions. Practical exercise: volunteering while traveling. Volunteering during your travels is a powerful way to integrate Stoic principles and defeat depression. The Stoics believed in contributing to the greater good and acting with compassion and justice. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of living in harmony with others, stating, "What is not good for the swarm is not good for the bee." By volunteering, you can make a positive impact on the communities you visit while also enriching your own travel experience. Research volunteer opportunities in your travel destination that align with your interests and skills. Whether it's teaching English, participating in environmental conservation, or helping at a local shelter, find a cause that resonates with you. Volunteering not only allows you to give back, but also provides a sense of purpose and fulfillment, which can help alleviate feelings of depression. During your volunteer experience, practice mindfulness and empathy. Listen to the stories of the people you are helping and understand their challenges and triumphs. Reflect on how your actions are making a difference and how these experiences are shaping your own perspective. This active engagement with others fosters a sense of connection and compassion, essential elements for mental well-being. The healing power of nature. The Stoics often drew inspiration from nature and believed that spending time in natural environments can provide clarity and peace. Seneca wrote, "We should take wandering outdoor walks so that the mind might be nourished and refreshed by the open air and deep breathing." Travel provides an excellent opportunity to connect with nature, which can be a powerful antidote to depression. Plan trips that allow you to immerse yourself in natural beauty. Whether it's hiking in the mountains, walking along a beach, or exploring a national park, spending time in nature can help reduce stress and improve your mood. The sights, sounds, and smells of the natural world can have a calming effect on the mind and body, promoting a sense of tranquility. To make the most of your time in nature, practice mindfulness during your outdoor activities. Pay attention to the details around you, the rustling of leaves, the sound of birds, the feeling of the earth beneath your feet. Engage all your senses and be fully present in the moment. This mindful approach helps you connect with nature on a deeper level and enhances its healing benefits. Practical exercise: creating a travel itinerary with Stoic principles. Before embarking on your next trip, create a travel itinerary that incorporates Stoic principles. Plan activities that promote self-reflection, curiosity, and connection with others. Include time for mindful practices such as journaling, meditation, and nature walks. This intentional approach to travel helps ensure that your journey is not just about visiting new places, but also about personal growth and healing. Begin by identifying your goals for the trip. What do you hope to achieve or experience? How can this journey help you apply Stoic principles and improve your mental well-being? Once you have a clear vision, plan your itinerary with activities that align with these goals. Be flexible and open to new experiences, but also make time for reflection and self-care. During your travels, regularly review and adjust your itinerary as needed. Stay mindful of your emotional state and make changes if certain activities or environments are not serving your well-being. This adaptable approach ensures that your travel experience remains meaningful and beneficial. Deepening connections through travel. Travel provides a unique opportunity to deepen connections with others and understand our shared humanity. The Stoics believed in the interconnectedness of all beings and the importance of acting in ways that benefit the greater good. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Meditate often on the interconnectedness and mutual interdependence of all things in the universe. By recognizing our shared humanity and the ways in which our actions affect others, we can cultivate a deeper sense of compassion and responsibility. While traveling, make an effort to engage with the people you meet. Share stories, learn about their lives, and understand their perspectives. Building meaningful connections can provide emotional support and remind you that you are not alone in your experiences. These interactions can offer new insights and foster a sense of belonging, which is crucial for overcoming feelings of depression. To further deepen your connections, consider staying in local accommodations such as guest houses or homestays, where you can interact more closely with the residents. Participate in community events or cultural activities to immerse yourself in the local way of life. These experiences help build empathy and understanding, creating a more enriching and fulfilling travel experience. Practical exercise: practicing Stoic reflection during travel. Another practical exercise is to practice Stoic reflection during your travels. Each evening, take time to reflect on your day, considering how your experiences align with Stoic principles. Ask yourself questions such as, "How did I practice mindfulness and presence today? What new perspectives did I gain? How did I show compassion and kindness to others?" This reflection helps reinforce the lessons learned during your travels and integrates Stoic wisdom into your daily life. To enhance this practice, create a dedicated reflection space in your travel accommodations. This could be a quiet corner with a comfortable chair and a journal. Use this space each evening to sit quietly, reflect on your day, and write down your thoughts. This dedicated time for reflection helps you process your experiences and maintain a balanced and mindful approach to travel. By integrating these practices into your travels, you can harness the power of Stoic principles to defeat depression and enhance your overall well-being. Remember, travel is not just about the destinations you visit, but also about the inner journey you undertake. As you explore new places, embrace the wisdom of the Stoics to cultivate a deeper sense of peace, purpose, and joy. Lesson 2: The Stoic Art of Rational Control. Have you ever wondered why some people can stay calm and composed even when life throws its worst at them? How do they maintain their mental equilibrium while the world around them seems to be in chaos? This is the power of rational control, a core principle of Stoic philosophy, that teaches us to focus on what we can control and let go of what we cannot. In this lesson, we will explore how mastering rational control can help you defeat depression and never be depressed again. The Stoics, including great thinkers like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, believed that our mind is the ultimate tool in shaping our reality. Marcus Aurelius famously said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this and you will find strength. This idea is fundamental in understanding how we can take control of our mental state. By focusing on our thoughts, actions, and responses, things within our power, we can cultivate a life of tranquility and resilience. The Stoics urge us to use reason as our guide, helping us distinguish between what truly matters and what is beyond our control. This discernment is crucial in managing our emotional responses and maintaining inner peace. Imagine facing a difficult situation at work, such as missing an important deadline. Instead of succumbing to stress and anxiety, the Stoics would advise us to focus on what we can do next. What actions can we take to mitigate the situation? How can we learn from this experience to avoid similar issues in the future? By directing our energy towards constructive actions, we can transform a potentially depressing scenario into an opportunity for growth and improvement. This rational approach not only alleviates immediate stress, but also builds long-term resilience. One practical exercise to develop rational control is reflective journaling. Each day, spend a few minutes writing down your thoughts and feelings. Pay special attention to any negative emotions and consider how you can reframe them through a rational lens. For instance, if you feel upset about a friend's comment, ask yourself, "Is this worth my peace of mind? Can I control their opinions, or should I focus on how I respond?" This practice helps you internalize the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you cannot. Our perception of events often causes more distress than the events themselves. By using reason to analyze our emotional responses, we can prevent unnecessary suffering. When you feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, take a step back and question their validity. Are these feelings based on facts or assumptions? How can you address them logically rather than react impulsively? To integrate rational control into your daily life, start by setting aside time for mindful reflection. Begin each day with a few moments of meditation, focusing on your breath and clearing your mind. Throughout the day, practice the Stoic pause. Whenever you face a stressful situation, take a few seconds to breathe deeply and assess the situation rationally. Ask yourself, "What can I control in this moment? How can I respond in a way that aligns with my values?" This simple practice can significantly enhance your ability to manage stress and maintain a balanced mental state. By embracing the Stoic art of rational control, you equip yourself with a powerful tool to combat depression and lead a more fulfilling life. Remember, it's not the external events that dictate our happiness, but our inner responses to them. As you continue to apply these principles, you'll find yourself better prepared to handle life's challenges with grace and composure. Lesson 3: The transformative power of perception. How do you perceive the world around you? Do you see it as a series of obstacles and challenges, or as opportunities for growth and learning? The Stoics believed that our perception of the world shapes our experience of it. Marcus Aurelius emphasized, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." This profound insight highlights the critical role of perception in our emotional well-being. According to the Stoics, by changing our perceptions, we can control our emotions and achieve inner peace. Perception, for the Stoics, is not just about seeing things differently. It is about understanding the nature of our judgments and how they influence our emotional state. When we encounter a stressful situation, our initial reaction is often emotional. However, the Stoics teach us to pause and assess the situation rationally, questioning our automatic judgments. By doing so, we can reframe our perceptions in a way that reduces anxiety and promotes a more balanced outlook. The role of rationality in shaping perceptions. Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers believed that rationality is the guiding principle in shaping our perceptions. They argued that our mind has the power to interpret events and assign meaning to them. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This statement underscores the importance of our internal response over external events. By using reason we can control our emotional reactions and maintain a state of equanimity. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself, is my perception based on facts or assumptions? How can I view this event in a more constructive light? For example, if you're stuck in traffic, instead of feeling frustrated, consider it an opportunity to listen to an interesting podcast or practice mindfulness. This rational approach helps you shift your perception from negativity to positivity, reducing stress and enhancing your emotional well-being. Practical exercise, reflective journaling. One effective way to practice the Stoic art of perception is through reflective journaling. This exercise involves writing down your thoughts and feelings, especially in response to challenging situations. Begin by noting your initial emotional reaction and then analyze it using Stoic principles. Ask yourself, what is the rational interpretation of this event? How can I reframe my perception to reduce emotional distress? For instance, if you feel upset because a colleague criticized your work, write down your feelings and then rationally evaluate the situation. Is the criticism constructive? Can it help you improve? By reframing your perception, you can transform a negative experience into a valuable learning opportunity. This practice not only helps in managing daily stress, but also builds a habit of rational thinking that aligns with Stoic teachings. To make this practice even more effective, set a daily routine for journaling. Dedicate at least 10 to 15 minutes each evening to reflect on the events of the day. Focus on identifying moments where your perceptions influenced your emotional responses. Over time, this exercise will help you become more aware of your automatic reactions and enable you to consciously shift your perspective towards a more Stoic approach. Embracing challenges as opportunities. The Stoics believed that challenges should not be feared but embraced as opportunities for growth. Marcus Aurelius stated, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This perspective encourages us to see obstacles not as barriers, but as pathways to development. When we face adversity, we are given a chance to practice virtues like patience, discipline, and resilience. Consider a personal challenge you are currently facing. How can you view it as an opportunity rather than a setback? For example, if you are struggling with a demanding project at work, see it as a chance to enhance your skills and demonstrate your capabilities. By embracing challenges with a positive perception, you can reduce the emotional burden and foster a growth mindset. Another practical way to embrace challenges is to set specific, achievable goals for personal development. Identify areas in your life where you can improve and create a plan to tackle these challenges head-on. For instance, if public speaking makes you anxious, join a local Toastmasters club to practice and build your confidence. By actively seeking out and engaging with challenges, you can transform your perception of adversity and view it as a stepping stone to personal growth. The present moment and the power of now. Another pivotal aspect of the Stoic perception is the focus on the present moment. Marcus Aurelius advised, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This reflection on mortality is not meant to be morbid, but to remind us of the preciousness of the present moment. By fully engaging with the now, we can escape the anxieties of the future and the regrets of the past, finding peace in the present. Practice mindfulness by being fully present in your daily activities. Whether you are eating, working, or spending time with loved ones, focus your attention on the here and now. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and gently bring your focus back to the present moment. This practice helps you cultivate a Stoic perception that values the present and reduces unnecessary worry about the future. To deepen this practice, consider incorporating a daily mindfulness meditation routine. Spend at least 10 minutes each morning focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts as they come and go. This practice will help you develop a greater awareness of the present moment and build the habit of returning to the now whenever you feel overwhelmed by worries about the future or regrets about the past. Cultivating inner strength through reflection. The Stoics placed great importance on self-reflection as a means to cultivate inner strength and resilience. Marcus Aurelius often engaged in daily self-reflection, examining his thoughts, actions, and motivations. This practice, he believed, was essential for personal growth and understanding one's role in the universe. By regularly reflecting on our experiences, we can gain insights into our character and make conscious efforts to improve. Set aside time each day for self-reflection. Consider your actions and thoughts and evaluate them against Stoic virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Ask yourself, did I act according to my principles today? How can I improve tomorrow? This daily practice not only helps you align with Stoic teachings, but also strengthens your inner citadel, a mental fortress that provides refuge and strength in times of external chaos. To make self-reflection a consistent habit, create a dedicated space and time for this practice. Choose a quiet place where you can sit undisturbed and reflect on your day. Use a journal to document your thoughts and insights, and review your entries regularly to track your progress and identify patterns in your behavior. This structured approach to self-reflection will help you stay committed to the practice and continuously strive for personal growth. By mastering the transformative power of perception, you can significantly enhance your ability to defeat depression and lead a more fulfilling life. Remember, it is not the events themselves that determine our happiness, but how we perceive and respond to them. Lesson 4: The Stoic Practice of Emotional Resilience. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by emotions, unable to think clearly or make rational decisions? The Stoics believed that emotional resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity and maintain emotional equilibrium, was crucial for a well-lived life. Marcus Aurelius and other Stoic philosophers taught that by developing emotional resilience, we can protect our inner peace and handle life's challenges more effectively. Emotional resilience is not about suppressing emotions, but about understanding and managing them through the lens of reason. Practical exercise, mindful breathing, and emotional awareness. One practical way to develop emotional resilience is through mindful breathing and emotional awareness. When you encounter a stressful situation, practice taking slow, deep breaths to calm your mind and body. Focus on your breath and observe your emotions without judgment. This practice helps create a space between the stimulus and your response, allowing you to choose a more rational and composed reaction. Start by dedicating 5 minutes each day to mindful breathing. Sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe, pay attention to the rise and fall of your chest and the sensations in your body. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breath. Over time, this practice will help you become more aware of your emotional state and enhance your ability to manage stress. To further develop emotional awareness, try keeping an emotion journal. Each day, write down the emotions you experienced, their triggers, and how you responded to them. Reflect on whether your reactions were based on rational judgments or impulsive emotions. This exercise will help you identify patterns in your emotional responses and make conscious efforts to manage them better in the future. Embracing adversity as a teacher. The Stoics believed that adversity is not something to be feared, but embraced as a teacher. This perspective encourages us to see challenges as opportunities to practice and strengthen our virtues. By viewing adversity as a chance to grow, we can transform negative experiences into positive learning opportunities. Consider a recent challenge you faced. How did you react to it? Did you view it as an insurmountable obstacle or as an opportunity to develop resilience and patience? The next time you encounter a difficult situation, remind yourself that it is a chance to practice your Stoic virtues. Embrace the challenge with an open mind and a positive attitude, knowing that it will help you become stronger and more resilient. To reinforce this mindset, Create a list of past adversities and the lessons you learned from them. Reflect on how these experiences contributed to your personal growth and strengthened your character. This exercise will help you build a habit of seeing adversity as a beneficial part of life and increase your emotional resilience. Practical exercise: reframing negative thoughts. Another effective way to build emotional resilience is by reframing negative thoughts. The Stoics taught that our thoughts significantly impact our emotions, and by changing our thought patterns, we can alter our emotional responses. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, pause and ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or assumptions? How can I view this situation more positively? For example, if you think, I failed at this project, reframe it to, this project didn't go as planned, but it's an opportunity to learn and improve. By consciously changing your thought patterns, you can reduce emotional distress and foster a more resilient mindset. To make this practice a part of your daily routine, set aside time each day to review your thoughts and identify negative patterns. Challenge these thoughts by finding evidence that contradicts them and replacing them with more constructive perspectives. This consistent practice will help you develop a habit of reframing negative thoughts and enhance your emotional resilience over time. Developing a support system. Emotional resilience is also strengthened by having a robust support system. The Stoics valued community and believed that human beings are naturally social creatures who thrive through connections with others. Marcus Aurelius emphasized acting justly and with compassion towards others, understanding that we are all interconnected. Identify people in your life who provide emotional support and cultivate these relationships. Share your experiences, seek advice, and offer support in return. Building a strong support network helps you navigate life's challenges with greater ease and resilience. Remember that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a recognition of our shared humanity and the strength found in community. To enhance your support system, consider joining a local or online group that shares your interests or values. Engaging with like-minded individuals provides a sense of belonging and mutual support. Participate in group activities, discussions, and events to strengthen these connections and build a resilient community around you. Practicing gratitude and acceptance. The Stoics taught that gratitude and acceptance are essential components of emotional resilience. Marcus Aurelius advised, accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Practicing gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have, fostering a positive mindset and enhancing our ability to cope with adversity. Start a daily gratitude practice by writing down 3 things you're grateful for each day. These can be simple things like a kind gesture from a friend, a beautiful sunset, or a personal achievement. Reflecting on these positive aspects of your life helps you maintain a balanced perspective and strengthens your emotional resilience. Additionally, practice acceptance by acknowledging that some things are beyond your control. Instead of resisting or complaining about these situations, focus on what you can control: your thoughts, actions, and responses. This shift in focus helps you manage stress more effectively and maintain emotional equilibrium. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can develop greater emotional resilience and protect your inner peace. Remember, emotional resilience is not about avoiding challenges, but about facing them with strength and composure. Lesson 5: Cultivating inner peace through Stoic acceptance. Have you ever found yourself wrestling with circumstances beyond your control, wishing things were different? The Stoics taught that true inner peace comes from accepting the world as it is, rather than how we wish it to be. This principle of Stoic acceptance, emphasized by philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, is a powerful tool for maintaining emotional balance and mental tranquility. By accepting the things we cannot change, we can free ourselves from unnecessary stress and find contentment in the present moment. The Stoics believed that much of our distress arises from our resistance to reality. Epictetus famously said, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." This idea forms the foundation of Stoic acceptance, encouraging us to let go of futile struggles and focus on what we can control. By aligning our desires with the natural order of the universe, we can achieve a state of harmony and inner peace. The role of acceptance in emotional equanimity. Acceptance for the Stoics is not passive resignation, but an active embrace of reality. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." This means recognizing that everything happens for a reason and that each event, whether pleasant or painful, is an opportunity for growth. By accepting the present moment fully, we can maintain emotional equanimity and avoid the turmoil of unrealistic expectations. Consider a time when you faced a significant disappointment. Did you dwell on what could have been, or did you find a way to move forward? The Stoics teach us to accept setbacks as part of life's journey, using them as lessons rather than sources of misery. This mindset helps us stay grounded and resilient, even in the face of adversity. Practical exercise: daily acceptance affirmations. To cultivate acceptance, start by incorporating daily affirmations into your routine. Each morning, remind yourself of the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control and accepting what you cannot. Repeat affirmations such as, "I accept things as they are and focus on what I can change," or "I embrace each moment as it comes." These statements help reinforce a mindset of acceptance and prepare you to face the day with a balanced perspective. Another practical exercise is to practice acceptance in real time. When confronted with an unexpected challenge or setback, pause and take a deep breath. Acknowledge the situation and remind yourself that it is beyond your control. Shift your focus to what you can do in the present moment. This practice not only reduces stress, but also enhances your ability to respond to life's challenges with grace and composure. Embracing impermanence. The Stoics understood that life is constantly changing and that impermanence is a natural part of existence. Marcus Aurelius reflected on this by saying, "Observe constantly that all things take place by change." By embracing impermanence, we can let go of attachments to outcomes and appreciate the fleeting nature of all experiences. This acceptance allows us to find beauty and value in the present moment, rather than clinging to the past or fearing the future. To practice embracing impermanence, engage in activities that highlight the transient nature of life. Spend time in nature, observing the changing seasons or the flow of a river. Reflect on how everything around you is in a state of flux, including your thoughts and emotions. This awareness helps you develop a deeper appreciation for the present and reduces anxiety about the unknown. Another practical approach is to create a letting go ritual. Write down your worries, fears, and attachments on a piece of paper, and then symbolically release them by tearing up the paper or burning it in a safe place. This act of letting go reinforces the Stoic principle of accepting impermanence and helps you cultivate a sense of inner peace. Building a resilient mindset. Acceptance is a cornerstone of building a resilient mindset. By acknowledging that some things are beyond our control, we can focus our energy on developing inner strength and adaptability. One practical way to build resilience is through cognitive reframing. When faced with a difficult situation, challenge your initial reaction by asking yourself, "What is within my control? How can I view this circumstance in a more positive light?" For example, if you lose your job, instead of succumbing to despair, reframe it as an opportunity to explore new career paths or develop new skills. This shift in perspective empowers you to take proactive steps and maintain a positive outlook. Another effective exercise is to set aside time for regular self-reflection. At the end of each day, review the events and your responses to them. Identify moments where acceptance played a role in maintaining your composure and resilience. Reflect on areas where you struggled to accept reality and think about how you can approach similar situations differently in the future. This practice helps you continuously refine your ability to embrace acceptance and build a more resilient mindset. Practical exercise: gratitude journaling. Gratitude is closely linked to acceptance as it helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives and appreciate what we have. Start a gratitude journal where you write down three things you are grateful for each day. These can be small moments of joy, acts of kindness, or personal achievements. By regularly practicing gratitude, you train your mind to recognize and appreciate the good in your life, fostering a sense of contentment and acceptance. In addition to daily journaling, practice expressing gratitude in your interactions with others. Acknowledge and thank the people around you for their contributions and support. This not only strengthens your relationships, but also reinforces a positive and accepting mindset. When you focus on gratitude, you shift your attention away from what is lacking and towards the abundance that already exists in your life. To deepen your gratitude practice, set aside time each week to review your gratitude journal entries. Reflect on the moments and experiences that brought you joy and how they contributed to your overall well-being. This practice helps you internalize the habit of gratitude and enhances your ability to maintain a positive outlook, even in challenging times. Living in harmony with the universe. The Stoics believed that living in harmony with the universe is essential for achieving inner peace. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the interconnectedness of all things and the importance of aligning our will with the natural order. By accepting our place in the universe and trusting in its unfolding, we can find a sense of peace and purpose. To practice living in harmony with the universe, spend time in quiet contemplation, reflecting on your connection to the world around you. Consider how your actions and decisions impact others and the environment. Strive to act in ways that contribute to the greater good, fostering a sense of unity and interconnectedness. Additionally, practice mindfulness in your daily activities. Pay attention to the present moment and appreciate the beauty and complexity of life. Whether you're enjoying a meal, walking in nature, or spending time with loved ones, immerse yourself fully in the experience. This mindful approach helps you cultivate a deeper sense of harmony and acceptance, enhancing your overall well-being. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can cultivate a profound sense of inner peace through Stoic acceptance. Remember, acceptance is not about giving up, but about embracing reality with grace and resilience. Lesson 6. The Stoic Art of Self-Discipline. Have you ever wondered how some people can stay focused and committed to their goals despite numerous distractions and setbacks? The Stoics believed that self-discipline is a cornerstone of a virtuous and fulfilling life. By practicing self-discipline, we can overcome temptations, manage our time effectively, and stay true to our principles. Self-discipline is not just about restraining oneself, but about cultivating habits and behaviors that align with our highest values. Self-discipline is essential for achieving personal and professional goals. The Stoics believed that by setting clear intentions and consistently working towards them, we can lead a purposeful and fulfilling life. Epictetus taught, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." This means that we must first identify our goals and values, and then take deliberate actions to achieve them. Consider a goal you have set for yourself. How committed are you to achieving it? The Stoics would advise you to break down your goal into manageable steps and focus on one task at a time. By maintaining discipline and consistency, you can make steady progress towards your goal, even when faced with obstacles and distractions. This approach not only helps you achieve your objectives, but also builds resilience and perseverance. Practical exercise, daily planning, and time management. To cultivate self-discipline, start by incorporating daily planning and time management into your routine. Each morning, take a few minutes to plan your day. Write down your tasks and prioritize them based on their importance and urgency. This practice helps you stay organized and focused, ensuring that you allocate your time and energy to activities that align with your goals. In addition to daily planning, practice time blocking. Allocate specific time slots for different tasks and activities, and stick to this schedule as closely as possible. For example, dedicate a block of time in the morning for focused work, another for meetings, and another for personal activities. This structured approach helps you manage your time effectively and reduces the likelihood of procrastination. To reinforce this practice, review your daily plan at the end of each day. Reflect on what you accomplished and identify any areas where you struggled with discipline. Consider how you can improve your time management and planning strategies for the following day. This continuous process of reflection and adjustment helps you develop a strong sense of self-discipline and ensures that you stay on track towards your goals. Overcoming temptations and distractions. The Stoics recognized that temptations and distractions are inevitable, but they believed that we have the power to overcome them through self-discipline and rational thought. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it, and this you have the power to revoke at any moment." This means that we can change our perception of temptations and distractions, viewing them as opportunities to practice self-control. When you encounter a temptation or distraction, pause and reflect on your long-term goals and values. Ask yourself, is this temptation worth sacrificing my progress and commitment? How will giving in to this distraction impact my overall well-being and fulfillment? By bringing your focus back to your goals and values, you can strengthen your resolve and resist the pull of immediate gratification. Another practical exercise is to create a conducive environment for self-discipline. Minimize distractions by organizing your workspace, setting boundaries with technology, and establishing routines that support your productivity. For instance, turn off notifications on your phone during focused work periods and designate specific times for checking emails and social media. This intentional approach helps you maintain focus and discipline, even in the face of potential distractions. Building habits of discipline. Self-discipline is not just about resisting temptations, it is also about building positive habits that support your goals and well-being. The Stoics believed that by consistently practicing virtuous behaviors, we can develop habits that align with our highest values. Epictetus said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." This highlights the importance of surrounding ourselves with influences that support our discipline and growth. To build habits of discipline, start by identifying small, manageable behaviors that align with your goals. For example, if you want to improve your physical health, commit to a daily exercise routine, even if it is just for 10 minutes. Gradually increase the duration and intensity as you build the habit. Consistency is key, so focus on maintaining the habit rather than achieving perfection. Another effective strategy is to use positive reinforcement. Reward yourself for maintaining discipline and achieving milestones. These rewards do not have to be extravagant. Simple gestures like treating yourself to a favorite activity or enjoying a moment of relaxation can reinforce your commitment to self-discipline. Over time, these positive associations help solidify your habits and make them an integral part of your daily routine. Practical exercise: reflective journaling on self-discipline. Reflective journaling is a powerful tool for cultivating self-discipline. Each day, take a few minutes to write down your experiences and insights related to self-discipline. Reflect on the challenges you faced, how you responded to them, and the progress you made towards your goals. This practice helps you gain a deeper understanding of your strengths and areas for improvement. In your journal, set specific goals for self-discipline and track your progress. For example, if you want to develop a habit of daily meditation, write down your commitment and record your meditation sessions. Reflect on how this practice impacts your overall well-being and productivity. By regularly reviewing your journal entries, you can identify patterns and make adjustments to strengthen your self-discipline. To enhance the effectiveness of reflective journaling, consider incorporating affirmations and positive statements. Write down affirmations that reinforce your commitment to self-discipline, such as, "I am dedicated to my goals and practice discipline in all areas of my life." These affirmations help reinforce a positive mindset and motivate you to stay focused on your objectives. The power of consistency. Consistency is the foundation of self-discipline. the Stoics believed that by consistently practicing virtuous behaviors, we can develop a strong sense of self-discipline and achieve our goals. Marcus Aurelius emphasized, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts, therefore, guard accordingly, and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature." To practice consistency, commit to a daily routine that supports your goals and values. Establish rituals that reinforce self-discipline, such as starting your day with a morning meditation or ending it with reflective journaling. Consistency helps you build momentum and make self-discipline a natural part of your daily life. To maintain consistency, set realistic and achievable goals. Break down larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks and focus on making steady progress each day. Celebrate your achievements no matter how small, and use them as motivation to keep moving forward. Remember that self-discipline is a journey, and consistency is the key to long-term success. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can cultivate the Stoic art of self-discipline and achieve greater control over your actions and decisions. Remember, self-discipline is not about perfection, but about making consistent efforts to align your behaviors with your highest values and goals. Every step you take and every new experience you embrace can bring you closer to defeating depression and reclaiming your joy. Harness the wisdom of the Stoics. Focus on what you can control, cherish the present moment, and cultivate compassion for yourself and others. With each adventure, you build resilience, gain perspective, and find the strength to never be depressed again. Keep exploring, stay mindful, and let your travels be a source of healing and happiness.